USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Peace is once again in the Middle East as Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire. Biden said he's hoping to help rebuild some of the destruction in Gaza.
The United States committed to working with the United Nations, and we remain committed to working with the United Nations and other international stakeholders to provide rapid humanitarian assistance and to marshal international support for the people of Gaza and the Gaza reconstruction efforts. We will do this in full partnership with the Palestinian Authority, not Hamas, Authority, in a manner that does not permit Hamas to simply restock its military arsenal. I believe the Palestinians and Israelis equally deserve to live safely and securely and to enjoy equal measures of freedom, prosperity, and democracy.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in expressed a desire to deepen the nation's bilateral cooperation with the U.S. ahead of a scheduled summit with President Biden. Moon delivered the remarks alongside House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as he said he hopes his discussions with U.S. lawmakers will, quote, not only establish peace on the Korean Peninsula, but also combat the COVID-19 pandemic. The CDC is investigating 163 cases of salmonella in 43 states that are linked to chickens. They're warning people who have chicken coops that poultry does carry salmonella, even if the chickens are clean and healthy. They say everyone should know to always wash your hands after working with the birds or gathering the eggs. According to the CDC, always keep birds outside of your home and do not kiss or snuggle them because the germs can spread easily to your mouth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People are anxious to buy the new electric Ford truck and the backstory of President Biden driving it. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
At least 20,000 people are lining up to buy Ford's new electric F-150 pickup. CEO Jim Farley telling CNBC that's how many reservations they got after revealing the new F-150 Lightning Wednesday night. Those interested can go to Ford's website and a $100 refundable deposit must be made. Among those already having taken the vehicle for a spin is President Biden. Biden visiting a Ford facility earlier this week. As far as how that test drive came to fruition, Farley tells CNBC,
we showed him the vehicle in confidence because we haven't revealed it. And he's like, I want to get in. And the Secret Service is like, no, Mr. President, we don't want you to get in. And he looked at me and I said, you should get in. And so he jumped in the vehicle. He's playing with the technology. And then in the middle of the speech, he goes, I want to drive this car. And everyone kind of laughed. And he's like, no, I'm serious. And then I got a tap on my shoulder. Hey, the chief of security said, you got to get in the motorcade. We're going over to your test track. I said, okay.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In La Jolla, California, one person is dead and eight people are injured after an apparent migrant smuggling attempt went wrong at Wipeout Beach. Lifeguards say they rescued 10 people in rough waters. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.